That's news, traffic, and weather together. I'm Kurt Olson. Now back to more Hometown Radio with Dave Congleton on KVEC 920 AM and 96.5 FM.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show as we march through the afternoon. Still to come on this broadcast. During the 5 o'clock hour, Myla Labar and Jody Belsher will be here. Talk about a forum next week that they're hoping you will attend that deals with substance abuse. We're going to talk about cannabis and what's going on with vaping. And during the 6 o'clock hour, Arthur Furstenberg and Abe Perlstein will be with us. And we're going to talk about 5G. And this petition drive that Arthur is launched, international appeal to stop 5G on Earth and in space. I think it's particularly appropriate given the new iPhone that's out. Anyway, a lot to talk about today. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Always a pleasure to have Cheryl Tolan on this broadcast. Her group is Welcome Home Military Heroes. Cheryl, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to see you. Thank you for
Great
coming
to
in.
See you.
And today is September 11th, 9/11.
Yes, it is.
We should acknowledge that, and
absolutely.
I'd ask you for your thoughts. What do you think about when 9/11 rolls around?
Well, I think a country song by Alan Jackson said, "Where were you when the world stopped turning?"
Yeah.
And I think every single one of us remember exactly what we were doing at that very moment. And it is sad in so many ways.
Where were you?
I was getting ready for work. Yeah. And my sister called me from Florida because I didn't have the TV on. And she called and said, "Turn on the TV right now." And I'm, "No." And she's like, "Go turn it on." And I did. And yeah.
I think that was the case with a lot of us because we're West Coast.
Right.
And we were just beginning our day.
Right.
I was reading an article that the thing to keep in mind, everything that happened on 9/11 on the East Coast, everything happened before 10 a.m.
Right.
All right? That's 7 o'clock our time.
Right.
So I'm like you. I woke up and I got the phone call, turned on the TV, and I sat in front of that TV the whole day.
Glued.
Didn't do a show because what could I possibly say? We just carried ABC News.
Right, right. I went to work and I remember us bringing a TV into work and we were glued. I mean, the phones weren't ringing. And found myself in church at 1 o'clock that afternoon. They were having a prayer service, and yeah. We just for days stunned about what happened.
Let's remind folks about Welcome Home Military Heroes, important organization.
Oh my gosh, can you believe this month we've been doing this 9 years already?
Yeah.
Based out of Arroyo Grande, and you know it's the least that we can do. We feel going out and welcoming our men and women home that are fighting that fight for us. We need to let them know that there are people in their communities that appreciate them.
So, what's the website for more information?
WelcomeHomeMilitaryHeroes.org.
Says it all.
We're also on Facebook. We have a private page. It's called Members of Welcome Home Military Heroes. So if you're local to our area, you just need to answer a few questions, and you can go on there to get more information. Then we have a public page. We have about 11,000 followers on that public page.
What's happening tonight?
Tonight, Honor Flight California Central Coast sent 23 veterans to Washington, D.C. on Monday morning to view their memorials. And tonight, those gentlemen are coming home. They are World War II veterans, Korea, and Vietnam. Veterans coming home tonight at the airport, and there has been a time change.
No.
Because it's a flight delay. So we are asking folks to get to the airport, San Luis Obispo Airport, at 10:30 tonight so that we can welcome those men and women home. You know, many of those heroes from those eras never got a welcome home. Mm-hmm. And they think they're coming home and their trip is over, and they're pleasantly surprised to see everyone in the airport to do that. And I know it's late, but I think we need to remember what they have sacrificed for our country.
So what happens at 10:30 when the veterans get off the plane? They don't have any idea this is going to happen.
They have no idea. So 10:30, we're all going to gather. We're going to have a briefing about 10:40 so we can tell everyone, you know, line folks up. We have the flags. They just need to show up. When the veterans come off the plane, they think they're going to come in and their loved ones are going to be there to take them home. And unbeknownst to them, there will be a lot of people there with flags cheering them on as they come through, shaking their hands. We do a group picture with them, and then Welcome Home Military Heroes will give them a certificate as well.
And how do they react typically? I imagine they're surprised.
Many of them cry. Yeah, it's very, I'm going to get emotional.
That's right.
It's a very emotional trip for them. Now, I have not been on the trip. My husband is a Navy veteran. He went as a guardian, and our son's an Army veteran. He went as a guardian. And just hearing their stories is very moving. A lot of these men have never talked about it, especially our World War II veterans. They came back, they got married, they went about life. And this trip with this wonderful organization allows them the opportunity to be with other brothers. Many times they find out they were in the same area together. It gives them a chance to share and have that brotherhood again. So it's very emotional. And so then when they come back here, you know, they're not expecting us, and it's very moving for them when they realize that we're here. And some of them have, it's even given them hope that there is patriotism still in our country today.
Yeah. And the other part about this is Honor Flight's different than Welcome Home Military Heroes, right?
Correct.
Two different organizations. Right. And if people don't know Honor Flight, they recruit, as you mentioned, World War II, Korean, and now Vietnam veterans.
Correct.
And they get to fly to Washington, D.C. free of charge.
Absolutely.
Right. And they each get a guardian.
That is correct.
And then they spend 3 days in Washington, D.C. being treated as the heroes they are.
Oh, absolutely.
They get to go to all the different memorials.
Mm-hmm.
They get the tour. They get special meetings.
They have a presidential escort where the motorcycle cop will literally like tap on car doors as they're going to tell those people off the road. So they can bring them through in this motorcade. It is really just amazing treatment. There are folks there greeting them, kids, high school kids, a lot of military come over and greet them at these memorials. And, you know, the Honor Flight, their mission is to honor all of the American veterans by taking them to Washington, D.C., and it doesn't cost the veteran one single penny, not one penny. And so Honor Flight, California Central Coast, obviously relies on donations to help make that happen. It's an amazing organization with an amazing board and volunteers here locally.
And if you remember the story about former Senator Bob Dole, World War II veteran, I don't know if he still does it, but for the longest time, every Saturday, he would show up at the World War II Memorial.
Oh,
and he'd
sit
goodness. There for 2-3 hours, and he would welcome all the vets who
That's amazing.
Would come. Right? And this is the guy, Dole's got to be in his early 90s.
Yeah.
All right, and he was still doing it.
Wow.
Because the World War II Memorial was so important to him.
Absolutely. I had not heard that. Thank you for sharing that story. That is amazing.
I think it's a pretty powerful story.
Very much so.
Also, you keep in mind, obviously, how many World War II veterans we're losing now.
Well, I mean, time is of the essence here. Yeah. And so Honor Flight will prioritize those applications that come in from those veterans just because we need to get our World War II veterans on those flights as soon as possible.
And I think the opening up to Vietnam veterans is relatively new.
It is new, and if they have a Vietnam veteran that is, ill health, yeah. You know, not good health, yes, then they do their best to get them on the flight as well so they can see their memorial.
It's always, I don't know my history on this, but I was always curious about why it took so long to get a World War II memorial.
Well, I have no idea either, but it did take a while, didn't
it? Forever.
And maybe one of your listeners knows and can call in and tell us.
That's something I need to do some research on.
Yeah.
I mean, you would, and the same thing with Franklin Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
That was the World War II generation.
Right.
That should have been built years ago.
Absolutely.
They're talking now about a World War I monument.
Yes.
I'm not opposed to that.
Right.
But there's nobody left.
I know. I know.
And that gets into a whole other conversation about, right. Well, what do you build monuments for, which I don't want to have.
Right.
Cheryl Tolan on this broadcast from Welcome Home Military Heroes. What else does the organization do other than help coordinate these welcome homes at the airport?
So we do a lot of flag lines for veteran funerals. And we work very closely with the American Legion Riders and the Patriot Guard Riders when they do escorts. We'll join in with those escorts a lot of times. Obviously, Honor Flight. We always do the send-off and welcome home for Honor Flight. We have joined forces with Cy Tendenberg. He sends care packages, and we're super happy to be involved with him. He does amazing, amazing work. We do a Veteran Angel Tree. That's coming up soon during Christmas, after Thanksgiving, for veterans in our communities that need some blessings, you know, during the holiday season. And so we do that. Oh, and we have our 5th annual Veteran Luncheon coming up on November 3rd.
Go ahead and promote that.
So that will be at the Gardens at Peacock Farms on Sunday, November 3rd, 12 to 4. Tickets will go on sale next weekend, the 15th of September. We have been sold out the last 3 years. Veterans are complimentary. And we have a live auction, a silent auction, and we have a lot of fun things. It's a lunch included, and Peacock serves their wine, Peacock Cellars.
What's the easiest way to volunteer for Welcome Home Military Heroes?
They can go directly to our website, and we have a big red button on the homepage that says Join Welcome Home Alerts. Or they can call us, 805-242-0536.
Do I have to have been a veteran to join?
No, sir. No, sir. We have lots of volunteers that are patriots.
Yeah. Well, that begs the question. When you look around, is patriotism alive?
Absolutely.
Here we are, September 11th.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. At least I know in the people in my circle and the people in Welcome Home, absolutely it's alive. It most certainly is. And that's one of the purposes of our organization, and that was pointed out to us by someone that even though he said he saw us doing these things to honor our veterans, he saw us more as an organization that inspires patriotism in our communities. And so every time we have an opportunity to come on your show, to be out in a parade or in the public, I think it helps show that there is patriotism alive in our communities.
And is Welcome Home Military Heroes, is this a national group or is this strictly local, Cheryl?
We are strictly local, grassroots. My husband, myself, and our son, we are the founders.
Right. And have other groups like this sprouted up? Have you encountered other groups?
There were other groups, I have been told, east of the Mississippi. There was one in Dallas, but they disbanded. And there was one up in Maine, and I do not believe that they're doing it any longer. But see, here's the deal. A lot of people think, I think a lot of people thought we wouldn't be around this long, but until they all come home, until they all come home, we will be here, and we will be waiting on them.
And what does that mean, until they all come home?
Until they all come home, those ones that are missing in action.
I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why our Red Shirt Friday, which is Remember Everyone Deployed, we really take that to heart because we have men and women that aren't home.
I don't have the stats at hand, but as I recall, there are like thousands of soldiers. I mean, we're talking like Korea. There are thousands of Vietnam. Korean soldiers that we have no idea what happened to them.
Right.
Vietnam.
Right. And, you know, a year and a half ago, we were able to partake in that escort with the riders and Private First Class George Murray was brought home. He had been missing, and they found him, and he'd been gone for 74 years, and he was from Oceano. And that was very moving that he's finally home with his family, you know, put to rest.
Cheryl Tolan on this broadcast from Welcome Home Military Heroes. We'll come back and chat some more. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. Good to be with you this afternoon. Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News. I'm Dave Congleton. Take a second here and remind you and invite you, please, to sign up for the KVEC Daily Update. It's delivered to your email inbox free, powered by the fine folks at Ranch Wi-Fi and the wonderful folks at Solarponics. Sign up at 920kvc.com. It's as simple as that. What do you get in return? I'm glad you asked. Every morning we'll send you an email. Oh, I have Scott Taylor local news headlines, John Lindsay's extended weather forecast, and our complete schedule for the day. on Hometown Radio. So you'll know in advance who's going to be on, what time they're going to be on, and a sense of what they're talking about. It could be any simpler. KVC Daily Update. Sign up now at 920kvc.com. Just one more way to stay connected to this broadcast and this station. And by the way, we are the oldest radio station on the Central Coast. We go all the way back to 1937. So there you go. Top of the hour, it is news, traffic, and weather. Jody Belsher and Myla LaBar join us after that. We are in conversation with Cheryl Tolan. She and her husband and her son co-founded Welcome Home Military Heroes. And you can look around the country. You're not going to find. This is surprising. You would think there'd be more people doing this.
You would think. You would yes. think.
Which made me ask about the patriotism.
Right.
Why aren't there more people doing this?
You know, I think a lot of people want to do things. They want to volunteer, but they don't know how to get started. And we have had folks contact us wanting to do this in other areas, and it just never seems to come to fruition. And I, you know, it takes a commitment. I'm just not even going to lie about that. It is a huge commitment on the part of our family.
How so? Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, gosh, Minnie, my husband and I, our anniversary one time, we were walking out the door to go away for our anniversary, and we get a call that there's a Welcome Home in San Luis, and we didn't go. We stayed and did the Welcome Home, and because it's so important
Where were you going
to
go?
Cambria. Not too far away.
But you're going to go to Cambria for your wedding anniversary?
Oh, yeah, because that's where we went.
Instead, you did a Welcome Home?
That is correct.
Oh, dear.
So we stayed home. We did a stay anniversary. Okay. But you know what? I say that because this is how important it is to us, is to do these things. And we are so blessed because we have been surrounded. We have a core group around us that's amazing, that help us do this. So it's worth it every time.
Yeah, but something tells me you and your husband are the driving force.
You know.
Something just tells me.
No, you know what? Let me say.
All right.
We get the information for the event, and I send out an email, and I tell this to our group all the time. It is the folks that come out, the volunteers, the people that are going to be there tonight at 10:30 and stay there till those heroes get off that plane. Those are the driving force behind what has made this organization what it is. And I say that, and I'm looking you in the eye and telling you, like, I mean that sincerely with my heart. Really, I do. Because we could show up, and there would just be three of us. But when you have people...
Wouldn't be the same.
It's not the same. And so when you have people come out in your communities and they drive an hour from where they live to come do this, you know, or further, that's when the magic happens.
So you want people at the San Luis Obispo Airport tonight at 10:30?
Yes, but now I want them to call our mission update line, okay, first, in case there's another flight delay, and that number is 805-242-0536, 805-242-0536.
805-242-0536. And why am I calling that?
You're calling that to find out if our Welcome Home, sorry, is still on time. If there's a change, that's where I'm going to update it, because I can't alert 800 people.
Where is the plane coming from? I mean, it's D.C.
Baltimore, to Phoenix.
Okay.
Phoenix to here.
I did that flight just last week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's a great flight. They're
great
actually
flight.
Holding the plane. They're holding that flight till that Baltimore flight gets in because they were delayed out of Baltimore.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there'll be about 50 or so.
And that's American Airlines.
Yes.
Right. So you can just also go online and just see if the American Airlines flight, when's it coming in.
They can.
That way you won't be overburdened with phone calls.
Oh, no. It's a voicemail.
Okay.
They're not calling me direct. Right. That number's for all of our events that we have. That they call.
So you're just asking people to show up at the airport tonight at 10:30. How long does this take?
About an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on how quickly they can get them off the plane. You know, because it takes a little bit.
Some are in wheelchairs.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So and they try to bring them kind of all in at the same time so that they're all coming through. And then they do a quick group photo, and Bear McGill will chat for a couple minutes, or Greg McGill, and then everybody goes because they're tired. They've been going nonstop since Monday morning.
Not another ceremony. Not another ceremony. I just want to go home.
They want to go home and sleep, yes.
You take donations?
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Explain that, please.
They can make a donation directly on our website, or they can send a donation to our P.O. Box if they want to do that. They can just get in contact with us through the website, and we can help them to be able to make a donation. And, of course, the donations, 100% all goes to our projects, our missions and our projects that we do. But more importantly than that, we want to find out if folks in our community have a loved one that's serving, that's returning home from deployment, because that's what we do. And so if there's anyone out there that wants us to give a welcome home, that's what we want to do.
So it's not just for the veterans of these earlier wars. It's somebody who's serving now.
Absolutely.
And will come home.
You bet.
And you'll do that too.
Absolutely. We did a welcome home for Vandenberg Air Force Base about a month ago. 16 airmen returning home from deployment here in San Luis Obispo.
Cheryl Tolan on this broadcast. Welcome Home Military Heroes is the group. And the website is...
Welcome home, militaryheroes.org.
You can check it out. You can volunteer. You can donate. There are any number of ways to get involved. She's also particularly hopeful that you will join her and the other volunteers tonight at the airport around 10:30 to welcome home the latest contingent of veterans who have been visiting Washington, D.C. since Monday.
Yeah.
They're going to be exhausted.
They're
but
gonna
I bet
be
they're
exhausted.
Also excited.
I've interviewed
a couple who have done these trips, and... means the world to them.
Absolutely. And I'm going as a guardian in October, so I'm excited.
You're finally going to go.
I am. I'm excited.
Who are you going to be guardian for?
My veteran's going to be a World War II veteran. Yeah, I'm excited.
Now, do you do any kind of advocacy so that the soldiers who are not accounted for aren't forgotten? Do you get involved like that?
Well, no, we haven't done anything to that extent. Right. We did have a POW MIA table donated to us by the commander at the American Legion, and so we do try to have that up in remembrance of that when we have like our luncheon and other events other than a welcome home. But that's a great idea. And I think I need a chairperson for that, and I think you're the perfect one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're almost out of time here, Cheryl Tolan. Always a pleasure to see you. Let's remind folks what's happening tonight.
Tonight, Honor Flight, Central Coast, California, 23 veterans coming home. That they're a great organization as well, and I would encourage you to reach out to them on Facebook or their website as well. Please join us. We'd love to have you there tonight at 10:30 San Luis Obispo Airport.
And the next one won't be until October?
October 28th.
All right. What does it take to be a guardian on a flight?
So you have to fill out an application, and there is a fee to be a guardian, but that includes your airfare and your stay there. And the main purpose of the guardian is to ensure that that veteran is safe, and they help them throughout the entire trip. It's all about the veteran.
All right, Cheryl, thanks for all that you do. Final thoughts, please.
No duty is more urgent than returning thanks, and that's what we do at this organization.
And then mark your calendar for November 3rd.
That is correct. Tickets on sale next Sunday, September 15th.
Well, come back in when are you going in October?
October 28th through the 30th.
Oh, okay. Well, before you go, let's get you back on to talk about the event in November.
I would love that.
All right, Cheryl, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Off we go. We've got news, traffic, weather. I'm Dave Congleton. Hope you'll stick around because the 5 o'clock hour begins now.